The furor over Black Lives Matter has spurred change in arenas that had long resisted it. Multinationals are moving away from fairness screams, or at least renaming them. One could say that is merely cosmetic change, but it's still more than what they have ever done. Reddit has banned the Donald, a 790,000-strong community and a huge support base for Donald Trump for breaking rules about harassment and hate speech. It's also barred a leftist podcasting group. Companies like Coca-Cola, Patagonia, Unilever responded to a Stop Hate for Profit campaign and suspended advertising on Facebook and Instagram. Jonathan Greenblatt, chief executive officer at the Anti-Defamation League, tells Bloomberg,
advertisers who have seen their own ads published against hateful, horrible content on Facebook, racist, anti-Semitic poison, they are finally saying, enough.
Facebook says they have opened themselves up to a civil rights audit and invested in artificial intelligence that has flagged much hate speech before users even report it. They claim they have removed nearly 10 million posts in the first 3 months of 2020. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But the Hydra-headed hate speech monster flourishes with impunity in many languages. In 2016, two LGBT activists, Sulhas Manan and Mahbubra Bitanoi, were murdered in cold blood in Dhaka in Bangladesh by men who barged into the apartment with machetes, police told the media. A Facebook page hailed the killers as heroes who had hacked to death pioneers of the secret homosexual cult. It then denounced an elderly professor as un-Islamic and posted his picture with a crosshairs on it. Someone had been murdered with a 4-inch deep cut, it said. Could anyone deliver 6 inches for this man and turn his white hair red? That page was taken down, but the sentiment is alive, even though 8 were charged with the Manan Tonoi murders in 2019. While corporations celebrated Pride Month in June and put out rainbow-hued messages celebrating diversity and inclusion, there are Facebook pages celebrating Obishopto Ramdhanu, or Cursed Rainbow, a 2020 book listing names and details of community activists in Dhaka, in Bangladesh. A page with over 7,000 followers plugs this book. One of the authors of the book has over 58,000 followers devouring his posts targeting the gay agenda, secularism, and feminism. Ali Asgar, a Bangladeshi activist and artist, told me the rise of current homophobic and Islamist propaganda is re-traumatizing the community members 4 years after the Sulhas Tonoi murders. Asgar should know. Asgar was in the apartment when the murders happened, and lives with the memories of those screams and that bloodbath. Now living in the US, Asgar says looking at these pages brings home the fact that while something like Facebook is a vital networking tool for vulnerable communities, they can also be toxic, dangerous, even life-threatening. Another gay activist in Dhaka told NDTV News that they would get threats over the phone and social media like Facebook.
That's like I'm a sinner. We are the meanest creature of God, and we should be killed.
The toxicity is on unapologetic display. There are YouTube programs and Facebook lives on the homosexual agenda, threatening not just gays, but allies who espouse a more liberal worldview. Herein lies an obvious problem for the platform. When does phobia cross over into hate speech? Does a social media site need a bloodthirsty exhortation to deliver a 6-inch deep cut before it can act? Facebook's own standards say dehumanizing speech qualifies as tier one hate speech. But social media's algorithms struggle to keep up with the Tower of Babel when it comes to multiple languages and cultures. Facebook told Time magazine last year its hate speech detection algorithms work in some 40 languages. For the rest, it relies on users and human moderators, but it's increasingly hard to mind the gap. In Assam, in India, the advocacy group Awaz documented Facebook posts calling Bengali Muslims parasites and rapists and suggesting Hindu girls be poisoned to save them from rape. Facebook was slow to act in Myanmar when anti-Rohingya hate speech spread like wildfire. The supervisor of elections in Fiji had an employee working full-time to flag racist comments in local languages before the elections. The advocacy group Equality Labs claimed in 2019 that 40% of posts targeting caste and religion in India were restored after some 90 days on average. Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg has now said that Facebook stands against hate or anything that incites violence.
We determine the content may lead to violence or deprive people of their right to vote. We're going to take that content down, no matter who says it.
Millions like Ali Asghar will be watching to see how he walks his talk. A feel-good hug emoticon will not be enough. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.